be a cool discussion at some other
point. Let's redirect back to the patriarchy and see if there's any disagreements left on that still.
Yeah, so I still think we got, as we got caught up into the weeds, I would still like Angela Knight or Destiny or either on your side to give a refutation of the equalization of power between men and women and how you think we're ever going to move past a patriarchy, knowing that there's never going to be an equalization of force. I literally don't understand that. I've thought about it.
It's like
years.
arguing in society, like which phenotype would be more suited to hunter gathering. It's just not really that relevant in terms of the most successful societies in the world right now.
How is it not relevant? It seems to be like it's the core placement that you're never going to be able to get away from.
Food
this.
And water are core placements, but they're not the big differentiator between the has and the has nots right now,
but
globally
if,
speaking.
Okay, so I think that's fair to say, but if I make the descriptive statement, it is true that we need water. It is true that we need food. It is true we build cities where there's water because there's water there. I can agree to all those things, but it also is true that men are the enforcement arm of basically all law and defense globally for everybody everywhere at all times. How is that ever going to move to from
it,
a patriarchal system?
The enforcement arm is not that impressive, and it's not really the big differentiator between, like, there were enforcement arms in societies 10,000 years ago when we first planted our first weed things into the ground. So it's not really the big deal of what we're talking about today.
Destiny, do you think that it was more important, that enforcement arm, like say in the 1850s or the 1750s, and it's become less important as technology has advanced? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
How is it less important than it was in the 1700s?
I just want to get his full idea here. And so you think as we go further into the future, we may see a more egalitarian society because technology will take over some of those labor and defense functions that men have?
I think increasingly our society is becoming more geared around intelligence is basically what society is increasingly geared around. Even the way we fight wars is more and more geared around high IQ people operating drones, operating aircraft, operating whatever. Yeah.
So your argument is as we get further and further away from a survival scenario, we get more and more the possibility of egalitarianism is possible. My only argument to that is, again, men are still more assertive genetically than women. So I don't necessarily see that being the case.
Sure.
And Andrew, you don't agree with that. What?
I was going to say, it depends on when you say like egalitarian. I don't mean, like I said, even in a perfectly egalitarian society, men and women are probably still going to gravitate towards.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly my point. And Andrew, your point, do you understand what he's saying is like, it was probably more important to have those men as enforcement arms and becomes progressively less important as the world. Like,
yeah, but
instance,
I don't agree that that's true. That's the problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't actually agree that this is true. I think that fundamentally, you still are confined to the rules, right? And the rules are, in the end, not that might makes right, but might does make. Whether you think that it's moral or immoral, it does make. And fundamentally, everything for rights is going to come down to enforcement, and it's always going to come down to men enforcing them, giving them, gifting them, taking them away, this type of thing, regardless of the technology. We've had guns available to women for I don't know how long, okay? Long, long time, and the shooting industry has gravitated towards trying to train as many of them as possible because it's a huge market that they can pander to, et cetera, et cetera. They're still not very good with them. They're still, to this day, most women still don't know how to fucking use a gun. We're the shit. They really don't. Okay, and this is always going to be the case. Even the mechanism for using the gun, using, like, Destiny's semi-automatic Glock, right? I bet his wife has trouble cocking the slide. Most people's wives do. Again, this is like hyperbole, Destiny, but I'm just saying all of these things still require some fundamental strength to do. And no, I don't agree that technology is taking away from the fact that the equalization of force is not a possibility.
I think so in Destiny's, like, as we get further and further away from a survival scenario, the possibility of equalization might be there, but it's not possible because men are still more assertive. Would that be a fair characterization?
No, I think it's more fundamental than that, but I think that you understand what I'm saying, but I just think it's even more, there's more of a grounding there in the presupposition, which is, yes, they're more assertive, and I think that's part of why they're necessary towards the enforcement, but I think ultimately it really comes down to physical strength, bone density, structure, all of these different things. And that becomes the requirement for why really be ever egalitarianism. I mean, you're always dealing with a force which is monumentally more powerful than you are.
Yeah, no, I still disagree with that. I think that it goes back to you just comparing it to the enforce of men with the physical strength. I think that in the society that we do live in and that the society we're moving towards, so it isn't just the physical strength that I think it will be quite egalitarian. I think it will be like a 50-50. I think there is a sense of IQ, whoever you marry, a woman, or whoever you're with. There's a complementary factor that isn't just sourced around just like physical strength. So I completely disagree.
You're talking about men choosing women because of their IQ?
Well, I just feel like if he's saying that it's just the physical strength as far as enforcing laws and rules.
No. So let's, Angela, just so we can make it clear. So sure. Let's just say assertiveness, aggressiveness, then there's like physical strength, right? These are all different things. You can still be assertive and aggressive and not be very physically strong. You can also be very physically strong and not assertive or aggressive. But my point is, men on average, because they have 17 times as much testosterone as women, on average are going to be more assertive, right? They're going to step into situations, they're going to be more aggressive, and they're going to be physically stronger. Therefore, as we get into like this blank slate society where anyone can have any job, men are still going to prefer having jobs in the infantry as engineers, and take certain jobs as far as politicians.
Because their bodies are equipped for it, right?
Because from an evolutionary standpoint, they're equipped for that. That's essentially what we're saying is, even though as we get further and further away from a survival scenario, the possibility of a woman taking more and more of these occupations exists, it still isn't going to happen on average because men are more aggressive and assertive.
Sure. I think that men are aggressive and assertive in many ways, evolutionary, sure. But I don't see them doing that if there's no reason to do it, if there's no one to do it for. I hate to say it. I know, Andrew, you disagree with me, but
they do it now. Men can collectively and do in nations. They just snap their fingers and women's rights are gone. They can't do shit.
Yeah, but half of them aren't even going to school or working. So
what does that have to do with anything I just said, Angela?
Meaning, why would they even join to go to the military?
You're not listening to me. Listen very closely to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Men in nations, right this second as we speak, have just said collectively, women have no rights and women can't do shit about that. You understand that?
Sure.
Okay, so that shows you that basically anywhere on planet Earth in history that this has ever happened where men collectively say you have no rights, women don't have any and they can't do anything about it. The opposite is not true for men. Men can collectively say you have no more rights to another group of men and those men can do something about that. Women can't.
Wait, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? Men have oppressed other men throughout all of human
history. They have, but other men can collectively do something back. You can go back to Spartacus and the gladiator war with Rome, and you can go to all these different, slave rebellions which happen. All of these things, which are men being oppressed by other men and those men being able to fight back. There is no such example for women, ever. Yeah,
I believe we live in a democracy. I don't really see that happening. I don't see us regressing back in time. So I see an extreme hypothetical, but I don't see how that's realistic.
But if men decide we don't have a democracy anymore, we don't.
Yeah, and I don't.
But if women decide we don't have a democracy anymore, and men decide we do, we still will. That's the distinction.
I don't think you can still have a democracy if half your society doesn't want to.
What are they going to do about it?
They could stop voting. They could stop supporting men in a million different ways. What do you mean?
You could still have a democracy where only men were allowed to vote democratically. That would still be a democracy.
I guess in Andrew's world it would be. Okay.
No, in every world that would be. Why would that not be a democracy? That makes no sense.
Democracy doesn't imply half your population for immutable characteristics aren't voting.
Yeah, well, democracy just implies that there's a democratic process. There's all sorts of people right now who can't vote. Children can't vote, Destiny. Are we not a real democracy?
I think that most people today, it's a cute example, I guess. Yeah, also dead people can't vote. It's a cute example, but like I think that if we had a society where like black people or Mexicans or people over a certain height weren't allowed to vote, I think people would question the integrity of that democracy.
Well, maybe, but that wouldn't make it not a democracy is my point.
Okay, by definition, then, if you were to restrict voting to just people with the last name Kennedy, that would also be a type of democracy.
Yes, it would. I agree.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Most people wouldn't.
If you had a nation that was based where all your laws are based on, the democratic rule and only X percentage of the population could vote, let's say they had to do military service first, like Germany had that policy for a while. If you had to do X amount of military service in order to vote, would you say that that's not a real democracy?
I didn't even listen to what you said. I'm sorry. What?
I asked if you had to do military service in order to vote, which has been done in nations before, that's not a democracy?
We're getting way off.
No, I want to know the answer.
I think that in today's society, if we were to restrict voting just to people that were in the military, I think people would question the integrity of our democracy. I think the democratic standards worldwide have evolved significantly since whatever year it was where only military-going people could vote. Yes.
So that wouldn't be a real democracy to you.
Okay, wait, hang on. We're getting way off topic. I want to redirect this to the initial topic. I think Michael said he wants to say something, so go ahead, Michael.
I think I feel like I'm playing Reginald Denny here. The thing that Andrew's saying is that yes, before women have suffrage in the United States, it was still a representative democracy here. And Destiny is saying the standards have evolved to where any normal liberal democracy should always allow women to vote. So both things can be true. But what he's saying is that the standards have changed now. And so even though Iraq, before we invaded in 1990 or in 2003, women weren't able to vote, they would still consider themselves a democracy, even though they weren't really a democracy.
Why wouldn't they have been a democracy?
Because in reality, Saddam Hussein was doctoring all of the votes.
Well, I agree. But let's say that it was legitimate, where it was just the men who were allowed to vote and not the women.
So you
why would that not be a democracy? I don't understand.
No, I agree with you. So legitimately, let's say the 1700s and the 1800s of the United States, that would be a democracy where women were not able to vote.
Yeah, but it was a legitimate democracy.
Correct. But what Destiny is saying is now we've evolved as a society to where that's a standard to where, you know, we don't find that acceptable. And maybe you do find it. I mean, I've heard you say
before. Let's let Malik get a word in. She's been trying to talk for like a few minutes. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Malik.
No, I was just going to say, like, not
what
on
are these
the
people fucking talking about? It makes no sense. Like, it's still a democracy.
A democracy
what?
When you can just look up the definition. But I, for those who like believe in that an egalitarian society can function, if you think every man and every woman in the workforce today switched roles, would society be able to function as efficiently as it's functioning now? And I don't think it's functioning the most efficiently now, but, or would you see a genuine decrease in functionality of this, like our society right now?
You would see a genuine decrease if you did any switch like that. If all black people and white people switched jobs, yes, you would see a decrease. If all Asian people, if all short people and tall people, if all Democrats and Republicans switch jobs, yeah, you would literally see a decrease in the efficiency of society. Yes, that is true.
So if you took a black nurse and a white nurse, or no, if you took a black person and a white person, right, they had different jobs, and you switched their jobs, like, forget about degrees. If you gave them the same degrees, the same education.
If you took all the nurses that lived in Detroit and swapped them with all the nurses that lived in Baltimore, you'd have an inefficiency. So, like, what any sort of change like that would cause a massive inefficiency.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think
that.
So,
maybe.
But you're right. Look, you're right. Listen, if all tank infantry commanders all of a sudden became women, would that cause an inefficiency? Yes.
Yes.
I certainly agree that that would.
Forget about, like,
But at the same time, I flew with three or four excellent female pilots, and I flew with the majority of the excellent pilots I flew with were men. That doesn't mean there aren't some women that were good pilots. There are some. There's some that are outside the standard deviation.
And I never said women can't do these things.
Right.
But to imply that a theoretical world where everyone is equal would function just as well as a world
who's
where
arguing
it's
that?
A patriarchy.
Yeah, but Destiny's not arguing that.
I don't think anybody's arguing that.
All right.
All right, guys.
I kind of got off topic with the whole democracy thing. I thought we were still disagreeing on that.
I think we should move on to the next topic. I'll give everyone a closing thoughts. So just go ahead and take a minute or two, make your closing thoughts, and then move on to the next topic. I think the chat is saying that, you know, it's kind of becoming a little circular. So you want to start it off, Angela, since you're first in the order?
Yeah, I do believe that society is evolving and is changing. And it, like Malik said, you can make it whatever you want it to be, and everybody can do whatever job they're good at. And patriarchy sucks. So that's it.
Okay, Andrew?
Well, patriarchy sucks. She certainly hasn't made a case for it tonight, and nobody else has either. They haven't even made a single argument for the dispute of the use of force whatsoever. Or the foundation. Destiny made this bizarre claim. It's not even that important to society. I made a compelling argument. It's probably one of the most important key factors of society. Not only that, Angela's arguments were, well, really, she didn't really have any arguments. It was just mostly like, well, women But women go to school and stuff, and it's like, well, that's nice that they.
Angela, it's closing statements.
Sorry.
Didn't interrupt yours, but it's like,
sorry.
It's like, oh, hey, you know, women go to school and stuff, and you know, girls are just rocking it. And it's like, well, that really doesn't tell very much of the story or the tale here. And the truth is that an egalitarian society is not possible, regardless of if you think that it requires 100% participation for it to be democracy or not. Egalitarianism is not a possibility. It's not ever going to happen. It's a pipe dream. It's a fantasy. And you can't move past the fact that the enforcement mechanism, which is required, is always going to be male, and it's always going to be predominantly male. So your rights are always going to come from men, whether you like it or not, Angela. So,
okay. Michael?
Yeah, the original point was, as we move further and further away, like if we go back to, like, say, the founding of our country, 1776, I think in that case, men are going to have to perform laborious jobs. They're going to have to provide protection and security. In that case, you have a necessity for a patriarchy, and men are also more assertive, aggressive, and physically stronger. As we move further and further away from that agrarian society and further away from a survival scenario, women have the opportunity to step up in different places in the workplace. But even though they have the opportunity, in general, men are still going to have a lot of those jobs because they are genetically more aggressive, they're more assertive, and they're physically stronger. So even though we may live in a place where, like, again, there's this story I've read before, women in Sweden, where things are very, very egalitarian, are still looking for more masculine men.
I feel like
still, even though they have the ability to go and have
BPF
as much free sex as they want,
syndrome.
They still are looking, more and more of those women are looking to get married.
Really want
because
to engage
our genetics
with me,
sort of lead
does,
us down this path.
Up real bad.
And so because of that,
that's
I still
I
think
feel
men
like,
are going to live... We're going to still live in a patriarchy because men
literally
are more so.
Feel like that's what's going on.
Okay, Destiny.
Yeah, I just nobody analyzes society this way. Nobody looks at countries this way. It's like so
yes,
unbelievably reductionist that it's like the point is bordering on unfalsifiable. I don't know if there's ever been a movement in all of human history where it was only men against only men and women or only men. Like generally,
that's
men and women,
even
when there is a hierarchy, are working together to some extent. And yeah. The claim that like men could take all the rights from women and oppress them and women can't.
And
it's
they
like,
can.
It's not even like I can point to other societies that didn't have women or had only women. It's just such
what
a weird claim. Nobody measures the success
claim.
Of any country. Well, you do measure the success of country
not
by participation of different genders. And generally, it's as women participate more, especially economically and reproductively, meaning more reproductive rights. That's generally when those societies begin to thrive more. But yeah, I just think it's a funnily reductive way to analyze society.
Okay, last up, Malik. Malik.
True.
Malik, your time to shine.
Yeah, so I think patriarchy is the only possible way for a society to function efficiently. Yes, theoretically, women can do any job a man is doing, but
really
I don't see why
shit.
They would want to when men can just do it better. And same with jobs that require nurturing and all that shit. Like, women just do
By
it better,
way,
so why
cheeks.
Should
I'll give you
we
doing proper for
have
that
a society where
chat
we abolish
Thank you
gender
guys for sending all those
and
super chats in.
Have people doing roles that they're not
I really appreciate
the best
it.
At
what keeps
when
the
we could just
on,
have a world where people do things they're good at.
Happening.
But yeah, I guess, like, theoretically, like, women could do shit, men could do shit, but I just think that's stupid. And I do like that we're getting to a more progressive point where men are able to choose if they want to do a woman's job or a man's job. Yes, I
you guys having fun yet?
Offended, that's a you problem. and fuck, I forgot my last point. But women only want to be masculine, and women only want to.
Yeah, this Malik chick seems kind of
take
based.
On roles that are traditionally done by men.
This other guy, Michael Sartain,
that they
he
don't
seems
want to
based
do.
Too.
Like, women only want to be masculine
like he's too much
when they have
peacekeeper.
The option to. Women would never want to get drafted. Women would never want to be.
We want blood
septic
for the blood
tank
god,
cleaners.
Right?
Women would
Isn't
never
that what we want?
Want to
blood for
do
the blood
dirty,
god?
Grungy work that they're going to come home every day with a sore back because they've been. Carrying scaffolding all day up and down hills. Like, women aren't going to want to do that. Like, men do that because if they don't do it, no one will. Like, women only like doing that shit when they have the choice, I feel like.
All right.
And
cool.
I personally like being in the kitchen.
Personally.
But anyway, let's move on to the next topic. This has actually got the most upvotes by far, so it seems like people really care about this. So this is the proposition. Male depression is an all-time high. Men are committing suicide in record numbers. Why is this happening? And what are potential solutions? And for this one, Yeah, I guess we'll do opening statements again. Angela, you can go. Let's keep it a minute or less, though. Let's keep it quick.
Wait, sorry. What was it again?
So I'll just repeat it. Male depression is an all-time high. Men are committing suicide in record numbers. Why is this happening? Like, why are men more depressed nowadays than they were? And what are some potential solutions?
I believe that the depression is at the all-time high because we're still heavily dependent on the patriarchy system for men to operate in the society where it isn't just fully functioning for them to just be back labor mammals, I guess. I believe that we don't teach men how to express themselves and how to navigate through the society we live in now, being that it's driven with technology, AIs, and all that crap, not just, I don't know, changing the oil rigs and all that stuff. There's no space that men are creating with each other to actually have solutions instead of just pandering to each other.
Okay, Andrew?
Well, that was the most absurd shit that I ever heard in my life. But other than that, other than that being completely absurd and making no sense whatsoever, I think that the reason that you see the male suicide rate so high, and by the way, you have to break this down a little bit better because there's actually demographics of males where the suicidality is much less than other demographics of males. So I think it has to be broken down this way. But generally, I think it's due to the fact that we've kind of moved more towards a gynocentric society. We've started to move this way. There's been kind of a great con that has been put on men's backs and that they're starting to recognize. But they've essentially been treated like shit for, I don't know, about 50 years or so. And you can see the kind of suicide numbers reflect this a bit. So as you're kind of looking at this scale and this arc, which has happened, you start to recognize that, you know, divorce is pitted against them. All of these different things are pitted against them. And then you have this really key fundamental factor, which is that nobody gives a shit about men, including other men. Now, we are competitive by nature. We're always going to be competitive by nature. And I would expect to see the suicidality of men be higher than it is for women. I would expect to see that due to that kind of ontological nature, which we have. So I think that also another thing which people forget about in this conversation often is that men are just better at it. So when they take the final solution, they make sure it's final because they know how to use guns and things like this. They make sure that it's over. Whereas women, when they make these attempts, they use pills, things that won't damage the face, all of these different types of things. So this is more than just a singular answer. This is more nuanced and it has complexity to it. So I'm happy to get into it.
Michael?
Yeah, Andrew took part of my point. So men and women, on average, do attempt suicide at similar rates. Now, when we're talking about 40-year-old men who are divorced, that's a much higher level. But men tend to commit suicide more because they use guns and ropes and balconies, and women
can't even
use,
kill yourself, right? So dingo. That's fucked up, bro. That's fucked up. Pills.
I don't know if we can say this, all this stuff.
And
on
hilarious.
YouTube,
but hilarious.
Yeah, that tends to be the reason why. Now,
no,
going
Angela,
back to what you said before, I'm going to go back
Angela.
To my original.
It's because of the patriarchy,
as we get
Angela.
Further and further, like if the majority of the human experience, let's just say 300,000 years of the human experience, has been humans in survival scenarios, and things that aided in survival would lead to rewarding, and things that that were not aiding in survival would lead to, like, say, depression. As we get further and further away from a survival scenario and we get our gratification from things that don't cause us to accomplish goals or don't accomplish us to move
all right,
our bodies.
Nolo Tomasi,
we just sit
you're
there
on.
And like, again,
10 bucks.
I play a ton of video games, but play
I'll
video
take
games,
the bet.
Watch pornography.
We'll find out which
like
one
that.
Of us is right.
As we get further
Nolo
and further
Tomasi
away from
says
the survival
for
scenario,
10 bucks,
we're not accomplishing goals.
It's going to be, he's going to bring up toxic masculinity.
Goals,
if he does,
further
I'm paying the 10
depression.
Bucks. I'll pay the
we
10
get
bucks
further
live.
Further away from our natural
Let's find
state.
Out.
And that's what,
bet
that's why I believe
accepted,
increase in depression,
Rolo.
Especially with men, it's concerned, and that also men being zeroed out after divorce.
Destiny?
Yeah, I feel like men have a really hard time like sorting themselves out emotionally, especially later on in life. I think like the highest age for suicides, I think it's like the 40 to 60 demographic of, I think for white men are like the highest at risk. And I think a lot of the times it's because it might be because they're divorced. It might be just because they're lonely, but like kids are out of the house. They don't have any friends. Yeah, they don't know how to reach out to talk to anybody. So. And then men have a really hard time asking for help because I think 40% of them say that it's like too embarrassing to do so, or that like they figured it out on their own and they don't want anybody to help them. So I think that men are kind of really in a rough shape when it comes to emotionally navigating the world. I don't know how we can blame it on feminism or anything else, but it seems like men have always been predisposed towards higher suicidality than women, I believe. Yeah.
I mean,
it seems
he's
like,
right about that.
I go with that one.
Alec?
No toxic masculinity yet, but we still have a lot of debate to go.
Yeah, so ultimately,
I want my 10 bucks.
It's kind of men's fault.
Men, if he doesn't bring it up,
support other men. Men don't lend an open ear to other men when men are down. If
just because I'm going
to a man goes to
and
another
say,
man
Yolo
and says like,
and
"Hey, I'm
right.
depressed. Hey, I'm going through shit. It's
he says
fucking
it's
weak. Hit the gym, like pussy soy boy. Hit the gym." Like, get off
oh, of man, this is a bad
Pornhub.
Argument
like,
from Alec.
And they don't, like, men don't help other men going
she
through
seems like
issues.
She has the right idea,
and
but
because
she's not good at arguing.
It hurts a man's ego to go to a woman who, and women often are supportive, but men almost never turn to a woman for emotional support because men have an ego issue. If men were more supportive to other men and men had less of a fucking ego, I think that men would be able to get the help they need. And in addition to that, Andrew brought up the point that like when men commit suicide versus women committing suicide, a lot of times men just do it better. Like that sounds really fucked up to say, but it's true. And
it
then
true.
The final point would be, why is it at record high
point
numbers?
Brought up by
you have
me,
social
of
media,
course.
You have all these red pilled shit and like all the social media shit where a depressed single man is at home, goes on his phone, is just scrolling through these billionaires with these supercars, with these models and thinking, I will never have that. What is the point
that
of living?
Like
no
women,
girl wants
men.
Me. I'm miserable. I'm fat. I'm overweight.
It
I'm not fit.
Like
I will never be attracted like that. And they feel like there's no fucking hope. And they don't want to go to therapy because it's frowned upon. They don't want to reach out to their friends because they'll get bullied for it. I just think if men were more, I don't know, supportive to other men, I don't think we'd see that much of an issue. And I personally
does sound like
don't know what
you're right.
to do to change that.
You should have made the bet with Malik.
Like this
on Malik, I think you'd owe me 10 bucks.
Open panel. Have at it, guys and girls.
Yeah, well, I guess that's one thing that women can do. We can emotionally express ourselves so we don't commit suicide first. So I guess we finally figured out what women are good at. So, whooping.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because we sit here and say that men commit suicide and they're... Say it again, Malik?
No. This is a question for you. This was your statement.
I'm sorry.
You,
I heard something.
Yeah. So, you don't think that it's because, you know, women tend to like take pills and things like that that are less effective than men?
No, I think at the end of the day,
because men will do is they'll literally put a weapon in their mouth and pull the trigger. So there's absolutely no chance that there's going to be a failure. And women don't try to do that. So I don't even understand this argument that you're making. Can you flesh it out for me?
My argument is that men don't at least speak about their issues. You don't talk about it. So what do? You go straight to action, which is you just want to commit the actual action of suicide. With women, we at least talk about it. We think about our kids. We think about our family. We think
then
about
why are they attempting it at the same rates and just men are more effective? That's the
because
question. That's
a
big hole
help.
In your argument.
It's a cry for help. It's a cry for help.
Is it a cry for help or is it because if you look at what undertakers and people like this say, women don't want to damage their face? There's a big thing with the literally, I don't know why, but they don't actually want to damage their face when they have an open casket funeral, things like this. So they tend to not. And also because they don't usually own guns, they don't tend to utilize guns for suicide. Don't you think that that's a better explanation?
I don't think that's this might sound mean. I wish I could find research about this, but like if you're a woman and you take like 8 pills, I don't think you're trying to kill yourself. I think if you want to kill yourself, I think you'll kill yourself.
There's
I feel like it's more of a
disorder.
What?
Like borderline personality disorder. Like cry
sure.
for help.
Sure, yeah. I don't think that if you try to OD using pills, I don't think you're as committed to it as you could be. That's
yeah. So going back to men not expressing their emotions, they don't talk about it, they don't create spaces for it.
Angela, can I ask you a question? So a lot of the times, if you were to say, why is it these men are actually committing suicide, and you were to ask them, a lot of them, it's financially being zeroed out. So that's one of the things where if I'm in that situation and I do want to talk about my feelings, it doesn't make the problem go away. And 86% of the time, primary
care is
given to
this
the
sounds
woman
like it's,
after
this
the
sounds
divorce.
Like it's moving
so
to toxic masculinity. I must admit, it
money.
Does sound like
it's not
it's
saying that it's a
that.
Justification for committing suicide.
It does sound like
a lot
that.
Of times feelings don't have anything to do with it. And that's the reason why they would commit suicide. It's not necessarily that they're not talking about their feelings enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that just might be an alternate hypothesis rather than just.
Wait, hold on real quick. Your example kind of defeated itself because you're saying that the reason why women don't commit suicide as much after divorce is because so many people console them. So it seems like it literally is because of their feelings. No?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, women aren't committing suicide because they're getting financially zeroed out because the acquisition of resources maybe mean something different to them. I don't know. Like, I think for a man, he kind of comes to the realization is like my value and my worth throughout my entire life. And by the way, I'm not saying this
wait for the opening and
it comes from how much I can produce and how productive I am. And so now I've lost all that. Maybe a lot of suicides happened after the crash of 2000, the crash of 08. You saw an increase in the number of suicides then. And then additionally, with men are being awarded or women are being awarded custody 1.5 standard deviations about 86% of the time, then that would mean that they're far likely to suffer from the depression. Or if they're ones with primary custody, far less likely to commit suicide when they're the primary caregiver of a child. So that's
true. Let me just to kind of put things in perspective. So men have always historically committed suicide a little bit more than women, right? But as you can see, it was pretty close. And then in the 60s, 70s, something started to happen.
Bring up toxic masculinity, the same, and men. I want to win the fucking bet. Right?
So one of the things we're discussing is what.
But it is moving towards that.
What causes suicide for men to just go through the roof? Anyway,
here, I'll just refine the bet. If somebody mentions toxic masculinity, I'll pay the bet.
I was responding to something that
I'll pay the bet
that was being said. But now we just said that. I don't know what happened. I was responding to something Michael said. I don't remember what I was responding to, though.
Talking about feelings and not committing suicide.
Yeah.
I was going to say, a guy that gets divorced shouldn't kill himself, right? There's probably some level of counseling or therapy that could help there. I don't think that's like an inevitability that, like, if you get divorced, you have to kill yourself. But I think that women have an easier time asking for help versus men. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's men's fault.
That's what?
Yeah.
That's men's fault. Asking for help, because if a woman goes to another woman and says, "Hey, I'm depressed, I'm suicidal, whatever," that woman will typically listen and offer whatever support they can, or encourage their friend to get help, even if it's a fucking stranger. If a man goes to another man and expresses he's mentally not okay,
it's going
to
go to toxic.
Nine out of 10 times, he's going to be made fun of and bullied for it,
That's where we're at. Fuck.
Alex, have you done this, Destiny? Have you guys ever talked to a friend of yours from committing suicide? This
is really rough, and I think we're bad at this. That's a really bad question for me, actually.
Destiny's told his friends to kill themselves when they've told him.
Well, not actually, but even I would say, Michael, I think you, me, and Alex are probably bad for this, because if I had to guess, probably most men, like over the age of 30, are going to take those conversations really seriously. I don't know how seriously they're going to take those conversations in high school. You know, like, I think that if you're a guy over 25 or 30 and you bully your friends, you are legitimately a sociopathic piece of shit who should have your like throat cut. But if you're a guy that bullies your friends and you're in high school, you're probably like a normal dude, you know? Whereas I don't know if that same like level of vitriol, even towards friends, I feel like it's probably enforced more by men at an earlier age. I could be wrong on that, but that's like just a guess. My hope is that like any guy over 30.
Yeah. For men?
Because that's how we play. That's what we do with each other. Like, even look at like guys.
He's right about that. It is.
That's why the depression and suicide rates are higher. Like I said, it's a man's problem. Like,
Sounds like you're making an argument for toxic masculinity, Malik.
True.
It is toxic masculinity. Like, I have seven brothers. I couldn't help it, Rollo.
I know it lost me the bet, but I had to.
Barely am I familiar to. With how men think and their mindsets.
I had to do it.
And so many men are just so quick to just attack someone for being either down or lesser than society expects. And it's like, I never see men, like, okay, sometimes you see it, but like the majority of the time when a man is down, men, because they're competitive by nature, they will try to get higher up and leave that man in the dirt or push them even lower to get higher up in life. Like, men don't
all win together. But isn't part of the stoic nature of men and all of that hazing that also leads to a quality that nobody talks about, which is bravery? Couldn't it be possible that some of this could be accounted for with the fact that men will actually follow through with this because they're braver than women?
No, I think
I don't think there's anything brave about committing suicide.
I think suicide is nice platitudes,
but most people don't lean towards self-termination. And there has to be some kind of aspect of follow through to actually do that. Now, you can make the argument it's mental illness or any number of different things, fine. But could there be an aspect that part of this hazing and part of the kind of stoic nature, which is men, would lead them to do this just because they have the follow through to do so? Whereas women don't seem to.
Okay, I personally will never excuse suicide or try to make justification for it. Suicide is quitting. It's giving up on life. It's throwing in the towel.
Nothing to do with anything.
It's being a coward and
literally
it's
has
being
nothing
a
to do with anything. This is just fucking virtue signaling. I don't
it's
care about
literally
this.
Literally one of the worst things you
who
can
cares?
Do. So I think that I don't know. Trying to justify like why. The
so Malik,
Malik,
themselves. When samurais did seppuku and they like opened their bow, you know, killed themselves for their
why
lord,
would
you don't think that was bravery?
Just, no, bro, don't even answer that question. That's such a stupid comparison.
He doesn't want to say hi.
Why? Why is that a bad comparison? They're killing
because
themselves.
Because ritual suicide killing for the honor of your fucking chiefdom or whatever is different than somebody that's like depressed and hopeless and kill themselves because they have nothing else in life going on.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at the suicidality in Japan, you're going to chop that up to cultural distinction of them wanting to keep their honor intact, right?
I'm sorry, you think people in Japan that commit suicide are doing it because they view it as seppuku?
No, I'm agreeing with you that there's at least some type of cultural distinction which leads them to think that there's at least some kind of honor that's kept intact by their suicide, be it some shame that they brought on their family, right?
Andrew,
I don't agree.
You're literally
well,
like,
well what do you
like,
what do you think the distinction
the
well what do you think the distinction is and why do you think that there's such a high suicidality rate there?
Because they have all
it's
the
not
things
masculine, it's not brave, it's not anything positive.
Yeah, I don't care about
suicide.
The virtue
like,
signaling.
The
I'm just asking
saying?
Basic
because,
logic
because
questions.
Because I'm pretty sure, don't they have a whole bunch more predictors for things for why people would want to kill themselves? Their psychological and mental health is worse. They stay together with their parents longer. They don't move out as quickly. Their job prospects aren't as good. They're lonely. They don't like men don't know how to talk to women or get dates. Like they're very like isolated emotionally from each other. They don't go on to talk to each other much. Like, aren't these all things that are big predictors?
Yes,
of society?
But there's
like,
also the predictor of honor. There's an honorific which is there, and a lot
I'm
of
sorry,
times
show me that show
and
me
a lot
that,
of times
Andrew. Where is the honorific?
I actually can. There's left behind in suicide notes. They brought shame to their family sometimes just for something as simple as not graduating high school, which are endlessly shamed for in society for doing. It's part of the honor culture which is there. You don't think that it takes some amount of follow-through for the culture or some amount of bravery to do this? I think it does, ultimately. Yeah, I think it does. Now, I'm not saying that it's optimal. I think it should be discouraged at every turn, but I think it's silly to think that men can outperform women on being able to, you know, in their own life if you didn't bring in that they had some kind of follow-through that women didn't have on this.
I think that it all boils down to communication. We talk about like the aftermath of what men do after divorces. I think that we don't talk about how to prevent these issues as far as like the lack of communication leading up to the divorce as to why he felt like he needed to put a gun in his mouth and end his life. I mean, men don't communicate their emotions. And Michael, you said earlier.
So here's the distinction, actually, because Destiny asked. And the distinction is the studies that I'm looking at show that in the West, it's divorce and family court for men, which is the number one kind of cited reason for these deaths, but not in Japan. That's not the case in Japan. They're
not
citing
because they're
not
even getting
divorce.
Married. But keep in mind that it could be the same reason, right? So firstly, it's hard to figure out a reason for suicide because a guy that kills himself can't really tell you why he did it, right?
They leave notes.
Now we can look at like attempted suicide. But however, when you say divorce or marriage court or whatever, are they killing themselves because they got divorced or are they killing themselves because they're alone and they have nobody to talk to or be with?
Well, them? I think...
So in Japan, when you kill yourself because you can't even get out of the house to find a significant other or you're lonely your whole life, a guy that hasn't even been married might kill himself for the exact same reason a divorced man kills himself.
It's possible, but the thing is like, let's look at these distinguishing factors here. You would agree with me that we have two very distinct societies between Western society and Japanese society. When you're looking at these types of distinctions, if you're looking at the studies showing divorce, family court, and the citations there, and we also have the suicide notes left behind, I think that we can make a distinction here, that there are cultural distinctions for why people do this. And this does seem to allude to the evidence that here the depression comes maybe from loneliness and things like that, as opposed to shame where it might come in other demographic areas. That's what I'm saying. So
okay, it doesn't. But the cultural differences don't really matter because the common denominator in men committing suicide is men feeling depressed, like they have no other option. They feel too embarrassed or whatever to go and get help. And at the end of the day, it just comes down to men needing to
wait a second.
And getting help.
So you think that this is broadly cross-cultural then, where men just refuse to do this? Maybe it's part of our nature.
I think
like
yes,
it's part of our nature, maybe.
No, I think it's,
no,
like
it's
a
not part
social,
of it.
I think it's a social conditioning. Like when you tell someone
it's
at a young age,
then why would it be such cross culture?
Angela, yeah, that's a great question. Like, why, if we look historically, men have not had the ability to communicate their feelings as well as women throughout history. So it's probably not a cultural thing. It's probably a genetic thing. When we talked before about being stoic, right? Not only does stoicism something that men look to other men and say, hey, you know, like the Clint Eastwood type of stoicism, they look at those men as being more high status. Women also reward that type of behavior. And because of that, men are less likely to share their feelings. That's just one of the reasons why. And, you know, there are probably other reasons why, but the answer is probably more it's in a man's nature. It's in his genetics for him to not be as good at sharing his feelings as women are. Now,
right. Part of the nature is that's sure. What I'm alluding to is that yeah. There must be some part of the nature, if it's cross-cultural and you still see a heightened level among men. I would think that this would be part of you know, something which is man's nature. Now, I think maybe it's arguable which aspects, and I don't disagree with Destiny 100% that there's not social qualifiers for this. Obviously, there are. We have the reported reasons for it. But I do think that there is a nature to men and a nature to women which is distinctly different. And part of that nature is that, yeah, I think because we have this aggressive nature, things like this, we have the follow through for that.
And I think it's also men by nature are leaders. Men by nature are competitive. Men by nature want to have status and be on top. And I think when men don't achieve that, they are extremely hard on themselves to the point where sometimes they just give up and end it. I don't think men by nature are going to commit suicide more. I think just men by nature have like take ego like way more seriously and take status and all that.
I think I successfully derailed from.
So when they
you can't separate one from the other, Malik.
Michael Sartain. I think I successfully derailed that.
The essence of male. If that is an essence of maleness, you can't.
So it's okay. I guess by nature.
Would commit suicide less because they are committing suicide more and have always. That's the reason why.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess
if men and women were not in a vacuum. Yeah.
Yeah. You could make that statement. But, and I think the solution to that is just that men need to support men better and have less of an ego complex where if you're not number one with a sports car and a hot girl by the age 25 or 26, or if your wife divorces you, you don't have to end it. Like, you can get help. You can get support. Like, you don't always have to be number one. I don't know. I think that the competitive nature is
yeah, but, I mean, so I don't disagree with everything you're saying, but don't you think that, you know, really the outreach towards men's support is that's a pretty recent thing where there has really been any type of outreach towards men's issues, men's rights issues. It's not in maybe the last decade where it's even become prominent at all in my lifetime anyway. So this is kind of a new thing that we're dealing with, isn't it? It's kind of a new thing.
Well, it's hard to reach out for men's issues because as soon as you start talking about it, like a lot of the leaders in the men community like push back against it. Right. Like the quote unquote leaders in men's communities right now, for like red pill type people, are going to tell you that emotions are gay. And they're going to tell you that talking about your feelings as a guy makes you a fucking loser. And they're going to say that if you cry in front of a girl, she's going to leave you instantly. Like on that Fresh and Fit unofficial subreddit, half that subreddit spent like 2 weeks roasting Myron because he cried a little bit when his YouTube channel got demonetized, which is probably like one of the most traumatizing things that he's probably ever experienced in his life. So like, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not surprising that it's hard to talk about these issues when either women have to talk about them, which let's be real, as men, we don't want to hear women talk about our experiences. And then when we look to men to talk about them, they basically just say that we're weak or pussies or losers or whatever for having emotion.
Wait a second. Let me push back a little bit on this because I think that that's an absurd statement. I think that all of those things, stoicism and these types of things, that is good advice from these red pill leaders. Now, you might say, well, wait a second. When we talk about these things or roasting these guys incessantly for crying and this kind of thing, I think it's because we've been told that it's not okay for us to lean into our nature. So it's not okay for us to be stoic. We need to be more emotional, things like this. And that's where the lack of support really comes in, is from society at large saying, no, you need to not be so masculine. You need to not do these things. That's my counter to that, Destiny.